Okay, class, we're dealing with, you already got it, from the perspective of understanding that after the death and burial of Jesus Christ and the resurrection and the ascension and the seated position and the sending of the Holy Spirit, everything had been finalized, and the word that we use is grace. Again, I want to reemphasize, and I'll be going over and over again. Grace has not been understood through stages of ministries. Denomination came, and a lot of flaws came, and the revelation of it's already yours. I think that it would become easier in your prayer life, and you believe in God in the Word, that if it's already yours, it's already done. So grace means ownership, and faith means stewardship. In other words, something do not have to manifest in the flesh for me to know it's manifested. I trust God's word, promises his word enough to know that if I do a certain thing by faith, I have it in the spirit, whether it manifests in the flesh yet or not. Very important. Say, like for health, for finances, a problem that you've been dealing with and you believe in God by faith and you prayed about it. And just because the problem has not changed in the flesh realm does not mean it hasn't changed. You have to stay in faith. Now, I know this is sort of a new introduction to the body of Christ at large, because we've had a lot of disappointment. We prayed about certain things. The Bible said this is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to his will, he hears. And we know he hears, we know. 1 John 5:14, we have the petition that we desire of him. Mark 11:24 said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall, and notice what it said, Mark 11:24, you shall have them. So the satanic forces are in the natural or in regular religion. It seemed like God is not keeping his word, because we check things out in the flesh more than we check things out in the spirit. If you act in the spirit, stay in the spirit, and whatever manifestation need to come in the natural, whatever manifestation need to come in the flesh, finance, or whatever it is, if you've asked God for it, it's yours already. And these are the type of things that we're dealing with in this class. So the second aspect, what I want to deal with, which is tonight or whatever time you're listening, three words: check your receiver. Instead of checking God, checking Satan, check your receiver. Because if your receiver right and you got your faith out there and you operating basically on the word of God, it has to manifest. Now, I want you to take note of Ephesians. Ephesians is a book of grace, teaching the lesson of grace. First three chapters tell you what you own. The last three chapters tell you how to get it into your hand by faith. So it's a grace and faith book. So now we're talking about check your receiver. Not check God, not check Satan, but check your receiver. This statement will bring a leap in your ministry, in your life. You pay close attention to it. It did for mine. Ephesians was written from the perspective of what has already taken place. So we're going to read the first three verses in the book of Ephesians, the first chapter. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, to the sent what you are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus. Grace be to you, that word grace, ownership. Ownership be to you. Now that sounds hard to, ownership belong to you now. And peace, so because I know this, no matter what's going on the outside, what's going on in the natural, once I go to the Father in the name of the Lord Jesus and make my request or make my decree, I'm going to stay in peace. Even though there are symptoms and signs and noise on the outside, but on the inside I have peace. So he says, grace be to you and peace. And looking at it first, grace bring peace. Grace, when you understand grace like we're studying about it, it erases doubt, it erases deception, because in the spirit we know that God is not a man that he should lie. If he said it, he'll make it good. There are three requests. Action it should be given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be open. So even if the door look like it closed, you must know that the door is open. That is so powerful. That will take out of a lot of double-mindedness, questioning God. Did you really mean that? No, you got to have the confidence. This is the confidence we have in him. We ask anything according to we have the petition we desire of him. Then 1 John 5:14. So important. So in reading verse 2, and I ask you to open your Bible or tune in Ephesians, because this is so life-changing, ministry-changing, put you in a new class of ministry. It will set so many people free as you minister from this perspective. Grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now the third verse revealed to us that everything is already ours, and it came on the base of grace. And grace, we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us. And so Jesus, when he died on the cross, brought all this grace to us. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now notice what it said at the end of this verse. Who has blessed us. Who has blessed us. Who not going to bless us. Who has blessed us with what? All spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. Now our faith is the bridge. You can't go in a doubt. Once you've asked God for something, you can't go in doubt. You got to keep that faith up there, so that faith is the bridge for it to cross over into manifestation in the natural or in the flesh or in your finances or in that scenario, whatever you're dealing with. So Ephesians 1 through 3, go over that over and over again, and then as you go over it, check your receiver. It is always the receiver. It's never God. So if you know how to check your receiver, am I operating in grace properly? Am I operating in faith properly? Those two things will bring you many, many places. Notice the terminology here now. Blessed be God who has. Past tense. Past tense, class. Who has. It's already been done. Blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Past tense. So it's a done deal. Then another, really? All spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ? It's just an old English way of expressing the truth that God has already blessed you with everything. What? And it is in the spirit realm. So to make spiritual transition, you have to be properly taught in faith and in grace so you can bring them together, but never doubt that it has happened for you. Once you pray, once you make a confession of faith. All spiritual blessings in heavenly places, especially the truth that God has already blessed you with everything. And it is in the spirit realm. So the part of you, see, even your makeup, there's a part of you have to hold it in the spirit realm. Your born again aspect, you 100% God. You think just like he thinks. You got power just like he got power. His power is in you, his nature. 2 Peter 1, you need to read that. And then it goes down and it tells you what to add to your faith. And it says, always, you always will be successful. It'll bring your faith back in line with what is already done, not what you're trying to get done. Listen very carefully, Claire. See, you're trying to make something happen. Something that God has already made happen. Now, think about what your prayer life would be now. You're working from the perspective of what God has already made happen. And the weapon and the tool he has given you is the word of faith. So you have the life of faith on the inside of the life of your spirit functioning in the spirit world, causing things to happen that has already happened to manifest in your ministry or in your life and in your ministry. Can you get that, client? See, the difference between trying to make something happen through prayer and through faith or activating what has already happened is a difference. And a large dimension or a large degree of the body of Christ don't know this. The body of Christ are praying, trying to make it happen, saying, trying to make it happen. It has already happened. I want you to see the category that the Spirit of God is bringing. It's already yours. It's already done. You, by the spiritual laws of faith, has the authority to make it manifest where you are. Take that, please. Take this statement. Everything that God has done for you has already been deposited in your born-again spirit. Everything that God has done for you has already been deposited in your born-again spirit. So God is a spirit. The Bible said they that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. Now, that statement is a revelation that we have to operate in the spirit of faith. I think we've made faith natural, trying to make things happen. Stop, class, trying to make happen what has already happened for you. Take your spirit man, lock in with God. God is a spirit, two spirit now. And the two spirit now can make those things that are already yours manifest in the realm where you are. Now, although it's already there, you must draw it out of the spirit into the physical realm. How you do that? By faith. So, say your body attack, some type of sickness, disease, you go to God for it and turn it over to God and declare and decree that you're healed. Just because the doctor report and the physical feeling is not there does not mean that it has not manifest in you. It manifests in your spirit. You hold your faith. You hold your what you say about it. You give God praise and thanks for manifestation of your health. And finally, it will manifest in your body. See, it's in your spirit all the time. Your faith is a transferring switch. If we ask someone for something they knew we already had, how would they respond to us? I saw Brother Womack in teaching this lesson. I saw him gave his Bible to a man on the first row. And he asked the question, what would I do if that man asked me to give him my Bible? And he already got it. If I hand this Bible to you, and then you come to me and ask me, Apostle Thomas, let me see your Bible. Let me hold your Bible a minute. And the Bible right in your hand. Class, that's exactly what grace has done. You already got it. It's already in your hand. You just got to see it manifest. You already got it. You probably have an aqua solemn sound like how God often responds to us. What she asked me for that for? She already got it. In Hebrews 13:5, it says, I'll never leave thee, nor forsake thee. Wow. So when things not going right, Satan wants you to think that he has left you, or that something you done wrong. He keep us sin consciousness. God wants you holy consciousness. Even though if you make a mistake, didn't he tell you how to get rid of it? Repent and ask God to forgive you. I don't believe you in this school. I don't believe you practicing sin. And then if there's some sin got a hold of you, I hope and pray that this anointing will break that yoke off your life, that you can live a sanctified, clean, holy life in which I've lived for 53 years. It can be done. I know it can be done. So I'm asking you to do the same thing. He said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. And then in Matthew 18:20, look at what he said. Well, two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. So he never leave you nor forsake you. When we ask God for what he has already given us, we're letting our senses dominate us. You already got it. Check your receiver. Wherever you are right now, the author points out there are television signals all around you. Just because you can't perceive them with your five natural senses doesn't mean they're not present. When you turn on or tune in your television set is when you started receiving, but it's not when the station began to broadcast. That's a parallel. You already got it. You got to turn it on. Turn the switch of faith on and keep the switch of faith on no matter what it looked like. No matter the impossibilities, how many odds are against you, you have to know that you already have it. Grace and faith balance will produce supernatural moments in your life like never before. Grace, it's already mine. It's already yours. If anybody in class, you're dealing with any type of sickness, don't care what level it is, health is already yours. Healing is already yours. Financial status, prosperity, wealth, increase, and abundance is already yours. Took me a long time, but now I understand it, so I walk in it every day. My ministry never had no struggle. I will never have any struggle. Because I know too much, and I know about grace, and I know about what I'm teaching you, that is already yours, is already out. We're talking about the television. You just flip that thing on. push that button. You can do the same thing in the spirit world. Because the station already sending a program to your TV. It's just sitting there. You don't have it on. Same way, God has already sent all the blessings to you. You just got to turn it on. Same thing, same different. See, when you turn your television set on, is when you start receiving. But it's not the station. It's not when the station began to broadcast. So God broadcasting all the time. This book is broadcast all the time. You got to turn it on. God is the giver of all earthly blessings at Ephesians 1:3. And he already transmitted them to you. So everything, class, individually, already transmitted to you. It's already yours. And you're in this class. I pray that you're paying attention, that you got to flip the switch. If you aren't seeing them manifest in your life, the problem isn't with God. Transmitter. You think God can't get it to you? What you been believing for anyway? What handicapping your life right now? What make you believe you're a failure? What make you believe your ministry is not going to be successful? What put you in a struggling line? You know, it's not the transmitter. You need to fix the receiver. And that's why you're in this class. That there's a receiving anointing being released in each class. Knowing how to receive what has already been transmitted to me and getting out of the action of praying 7 hours trying to get God to do something. Lord, will you do this for me? I have already done it for you. I just need you to know how to receive it. Look at Matthew 28:20, it says, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world." So go back looking at Ephesians 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us, who has, past tense, blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So it's there. It's in the transmitter. Now you, the receiver, you got to know how to get it to you. It's not going to come automatically, and you got a force called satanic. Don't want you to know it and don't want you to have it, but he can't stop you. Once Jesus died on the cross, that was over. So what I'm saying, you need to keep the concept and the revelation in your life all the time. And I need you to say it out loud. I'm already blessed. You need to believe you're already blessed all the time, no matter what trying to function around you, what trying to block you. You need to know I'm already blessed. In the spirit, you're not going to be doing that in the flesh, in your sense realm. So listen at this, because I want you to be healed. I want your finances healed while you're in this school, because you got Genesis 12, 1 through 3. You're in this school. You're supporting this school. You're connected to my anointing. So the manifestation that is in my life ought to be on yours. I'm all over this whole school. You got all the other instructors. They're all under me. And when you're sitting in my class is designed to impart to you the things that God has imparted to me. I feel his presence. So I want to make this statement to you so you hear it. God has already given you healing. Say, I already have healing. God have already given you wisdom. Say it. I already have wisdom. God has already given you revelation. Say it. I already have revelation. God has already given you prosperity. Say it. I already have prosperity. God has already, I don't care what you're going through, has already given you joy. Say it. God has already given me joy. Peace, say it. God already given me peace. Everything you ever need, Then it declared, God had already given you healing. You're already given that. So if there's a disturbance, as Satan, that's John 10:10. If you let him, the thief come not but to steal, kill, and destroy. See, if you let him, but I'm come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Now I'm going to give you a secret to that John 10:10. The secret to John 10:10 is Ephesians 3:20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Here we go, class. According to what I've been teaching you is already yours, the power that works in us. See, God can't go beyond your power that's in you. You got to cause it to operate in the earth's realm for you personally and for your ministry and for your family by faith, knowing that it's already yours. So, listen to this statement. I'll make a statement. Very simple. You might want to write this down. You need to know that you're already blessed. All you have to do is renew your mind and let these things manifest themselves through you. Renew your mind and let them manifest. See, you're not trying to make them come into existence because they're already yours. See, there's a whole mindset, spiritual mindset we're dealing with here now. Even in all my years of ministry, I'm studying very heavily now along this line. So if God has already given you healing, wisdom, revelation, prosperity, joy, peace, everything you ever need, hallelujah, and all you have to do is renew your mind and let these things manifest themselves through you. Manifest themselves through you. That's why I give you faith. That's why I give you anointing. You're anointed to manifest. You have faith to manifest the grace, which is your ownership. Everything this Bible says is yours. You own it. But it won't come to you automatically. So to you personally, you have to begin to function so when you're ministering to people, you're ministering reality because you're ministering from manifestation, you're ministering from demonstration. You're not only just ministering from revelation, but you've caused things to manifest in your life, in my personal life. Thank God my family, I have 3 sons and a daughter, 100% with me in the ministry. 100% with me in life, a wife for 53 years, been in ministry 53 years. Total success in the ministry. I have a remnant of people in this ministry is just like my children. This did it. But what I'm teaching you, you cannot come to this school and not be successful. If you come here and you're in this school and you turn out to be a failure, I'm going to call you a flat-faced liar. You didn't pay attention to what you were taught. You were designed to be a winner. Father, I just write whatever anyone in this class going through that is a hindrance to them, I pray that the Holy Spirit is opening to them avenues to step in to bring joy and peace and abundance and happiness in their lives just because you sent them to this school, just because of this connection. There was an actual transformation that took place in your spirit. Listen very carefully. I didn't say in your flesh. I didn't say in your mind. I said there was an actual transformation that took place in your spirit the very moment you were born again. What we're doing, we're going back in our spirit. We're leaving out our mind. We're leaving out our flesh. we're leaving out of hope. We're going back to faith so faith can work with hope. In Hebrews 11:1, now faith is substance of things hoped for and evidence of things not seen. Evident. And Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it's impossible to please God. Watch this now. He had come to God must believe that he is, all right? But he's a rewarder, all right, of them that diligently seek him. Because everything in him. See, the enemy wants to seek a whole lot of other stuff. Seek him and everything else will come. That's what I've been doing all the year. That's why I had total peace. No fake, no front. It's a reality. I tell you about my family a bit. We eat every holiday, every Sunday we eat together. Big family at the table. All my grandchildren, all my children, their spouses. And God had blessed me also with the girls that my sons married. Perfect. What do you mean perfect? Ready to flow. The son, the man that my daughter married. Perfect. Flow. They all just flow like a family. Every birthday we have a party. Whoever it's for. I'm just sharing. It can be sweet if your family not together. This school and this anointing will bring them together. It might be you need to be brought together. Might have to calm down and listen to the Spirit of God. Because a lot of things you have to have wisdom on for those things to happen. That transformation that took place when you are born again, it's meaning that in Galatians 5:22-23, put those scriptures down, I know you know them. Now you have love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You're going to have to use these, or you're going to have to let them use you. You are right now in your spirit, identical to Jesus. 1 John 4:17, let's go there before I close. Hallelujah. Just keep listening. First John 4:17. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. 1 Corinthians 6:17. Mark these scriptures down, if you will, and go over them for me. 1 Corinthians 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. That's two powerful scriptures. The same power that raised Christ from the dead now live inside of you. Ephesians 1:19-20. You read those scriptures. But you see what I'm doing? Now these are scriptures you may have known, but now you're looking at them from a different perspective. You're not trying to make them happen. They already has happened. It is infinitely easier to release something you know and believe you already have than it is to try to go get something you don't have. It's infinitely easier to release something you know and believe you already have than it is to try and go get something you don't have. You see the position you've been put in by grace? If you're not absolutely convinced that you already got it, you will either submit to or have the battle of thoughts that you won't get it. I'm going to give you that again. This will change your life. You need to record this. If you're not absolutely convinced that you already got it, you will either submit to or have the battle of thought that you won't get it. See, the battlefield. Your thoughts keep you in a battlefield. Even though you say you're operating in faith and you believe God, But if you don't understand, listen to what everybody's saying now, grace ownership. Grace through the cross is that you own it. I'll give you a scripture. In Galatians 2:20 and 21, Apostle Paul said, I'm crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. So I got it all. But right in that 21st verse, the A part, I will not frustrate the grace of God. So that's what I think in my closing. And I will pick up, I think, to a large degree, not intentionally, but for a lack of revelation that everything is already ours. And what Satan don't want us to know that. Jesus paid for it all. It's finished. It's a done deal. Satan don't want us to know that everything already belonged to us. So he want us to fight to try to get things to happen and stay in battle. But the Lord said, thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee, trusting the Lord Jehovah, for in him is everlasting strength. I speak peace on you. If there any battle, any functioning that is not flowing as it should, go over this class. The Holy Spirit will show you flaws that are not there that Satan tried to put on you. Mistakes and shortcomings. You're in a flesh body. You're in a mind that is not born again. You have a conscience that's not born again. You have imagination that's not born again. That's why we got Romans 12, 1 through 3. It's very important. Romans 12, 1 through 3, those are lifestyle voices. I beseech you, therefore, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is the reading of service. You've got to do that consistently. Then he said, be not conformed to this world, be you transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He wouldn't tell us to do that if we couldn't do that. And then the last verse tells us about, he used thanking three times. He talks about grace. He said, the grace of God is on me, not to think more highly than you ought to think, but to think soberly. Then he said, as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. The measure of faith is all the faith you need. And you got it because you're a child of God. I don't believe you'd be in this school if you wasn't a child of God. And I believe that there are great success anointing waiting on you. So just be patient as we fumble around the teacher and share different things, which is a lot of stages I've already come through. A lot of tests I've passed, a lot of tests I failed, but it's all in growth. So God bless you. I'll see you in the next class.